All right. Thank you for doing this, Carrie. It is a pleasure to have you on. I know we met briefly at the Teratonic event, and we were talking a little bit about just everything you have going on with circular fashion, and then we found out you're in Lacey, and so are we. So, we have that kind of like connection going, and then between my EIR and just everyone else in LA, pretty much they all roads kind of lead to you when it comes to circular fashion. So
Well, that's nice to hear. Thank
if
you.
you want to just go ahead and maybe introduce yourself, and we can jump in.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Hamilton, for having me on. What's the name of your podcast?
The Hamilton Perkins Show.
The Hamilton Perkins Show. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm Carrie Ann Farrigs. I'm the CEO and founder of Circular Fashion LA, founded in 2019. I spent my entire career pretty much in various sectors of the industry, working for other brands and people. And also, I've been a university professor since 2010 of the business of fashion and sustainability in the industry. So through that, I've done, an immense amount of research and discussions and coaching on current topics. So this Circular Fashion LA is my personal response to what I felt was missing and wrong in the industry. I follow the circular economy principles that, for example, EllenMacArthurFoundation.org lays out three principles, and I apply those to post-consumer clothing, and that's to design waste out of your business model and out of your product, and keep materials in use, and then regenerate natural systems. And so I'm a social purpose, a California social purpose corporation, and that is my social purpose, as stated. And yeah, so I'm here. I'm at Lacey. I was also in the FBA program in 2020 that you're in now, and then got into the incubation program in 22. And am still in that. And I have a space in the cut and sew lab down at the LaCretz Innovation Campus. And that's in the Advanced Prototyping Center of Lacey. And out of there, we're collecting clothes, doing laundering, assessing if it's resale ready or if it needs repair or redye, or if it's just not good enough to sell on its own. And so we'll repair, redye, and figure out creative ways to redesign what's not good enough to sell on their own. And for what we can't use and for end of life materials, we seek to work with local partners who specialize in those materials to recycle them. And doing that, there's enough infrastructure here locally in Los Angeles, so we believe we can do it, pretty much locally. Oh, and then of course, solving the direct-to-consumer their problems with fast fashion. So then the product out of that process that we create are the services and upcycled products available direct to consumer. And then we're looking to launch B2B services and B2 government services. And so you can get all the new looks you want and need without, buying into the fast fashion model. And yeah, so therein lies, I guess, the backstory of Circular Fashion LA.
That's great. And you came from a fashion background before even starting Circular Fashion LA. You were working in kind of like big fashion companies and such. Like, can you talk about maybe what your experiences were there and kind of like what skills you brought from that to what you do today?
So I started in retail in a local store in Omaha, Nebraska, the Overland Trading Company that sells sheepskins and furs and luxuries, leather coats and stuff. And because I am tall, I'm 6'2", no clothes ever fit me well. So I've constantly had the styling fashion challenge that's never well been solved for me. And my mom sews, and she taught me, and her mom taught her. And so then I went to FITM and in San Francisco for design and merchandising major after my bachelor's degree at UNO. And from FITM, I worked at Zara, worked my way up to the first Zara in San Francisco Union Square, the launch, the opening, and H&M launched at the same time in San Francisco Union Square. And it was like a big time. It was like 2005. And I worked my way up to department manager. And then from there, BB recruited me. So I worked at their flagship downtown location. And the retail experience and being with the customer gives you the insight and knowledge as to what, you know, people are actually wearing and buying and how things fit and what kind of really works. I'd been wardrobe styling on the side and working with photographers, and I had some funds lined up, and it made sense in 2008 that I'd quit BB and go myself full time. And I built the Altitude showroom with a wholesale showroom. And I had reps in other cities in Portland and New York and Denver. So I built that up working for other brands and doing the wholesale distribution. So working with buyers, big and small, local boutiques. I worked my way into some department stores. And then from there, it was like 2014. And I mean, the whole 2008 crisis, you know, like boutiques were closing, you know, it was like I couldn't, you know, it was like a third of my business. I basically just had to say I can't count on it. And I also got pregnant at the time. So it just made sense. And I was done and took a break. So we moved to Los Angeles and I met some gals and did a local brand here that we made here in LA called Vorpret LA. And I still have some of that product. It's really great summer pieces. And then from there, I just got disgruntled with the industry. I think most people, or a lot of people who work in fashion at some point, experience disgruntlement with the industry and with the overconsumption and the overproduction and the saturation and the, you know. So I left and went to work for a sports marketing startup with a friend. But then I, you know, learned of the circular economy, like I said before. So that's, and the whole time have been a university professor. I taught at City College, San Francisco. I was recruited to teach a fashion writing class there and then was asked to teach an apparel manufacturing class there. And then I taught shortly at Academy of Art University, their Intro to Business of Fashion. And now I'm at Woodbury since 2016, teaching the business side to design students. So that's where all my experience comes in. And Circular Fashion LA, I believe, after much trial and error, is mine and the solution to the post-consumer home clothing challenge.
And what do you think are like the biggest opportunities for up and coming brands and upcyclers to kind of like secure the largest kind of like partnerships and kind of like the largest grants and stuff that are out there? Like, excuse me, there's a lot of like, you know, different resources in California for that. What do you think is like from where you sit are things that people should know about or be looking at?
One thing I feel like I've understood is there's absolutely money out there. You just have to figure out how to access it. And you have to position it right to solve the problem in the way that turns it into like, oh, that's a no-brainer. Let's do that. I think the circular economy in its nature requires networking and partnership and multiple stakeholders who are working together because that's how nature works. You know, it requires an ecosystem. You know, no one animal or plant can do it themselves, right? Collaborating and such. And we're also against this challenge of really big business, right? Really big fast fashion companies, but also you know, big, want to like own the problem, and then like they get all the profits, and it's their mega facility. And it's, kind of exclusionary contracts and big contracts instead of like, working with the community, right? Because like it's post-consumer clothing, and it's readily available. And so, having a plethora of different service providers are required to coordinate to solve the problem. And I think that's a challenge. That's a challenge I'm looking to solve and provide opportunities for. And that's actually like a 2024 direction of ours, because we've been like direct to consumer focused. And that's fine, and we're going to keep doing that, but we're going to pivot to, creating more of that local collaborative infrastructure, I think.
And what do you think is I guess like resources, what do you think is like the best way for people to get like educated on everything that's happening in the space? Like, is it podcasts? Is it books? Or how do you stay up on things?
Well, for example, like the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, their website in a multitude of industries is a treasure of case studies and pilot programs in different cities. And they also, and so you can take that kind of global point of information access. And Circle Dash Economy, they have a lot of like circular city case studies that they do too. So you can kind of look globally and look at these case studies and then analyze locally. And so city government and county government offer great resources. The AJCC in California is a great program to have interns who are subsidized by the county, work with you so they learn skills. I think there's a lot of accelerators and business incubators, like Lacey has been a really, for me, a really great connection point and introduction point and trove of information. So kind of looking at accelerator programs and just like finding, you got to subscribe to the places that are like sharing grant opportunity and community development. And that's also where community comes in, because people like Lacey, for example, sends you like, oh, here's this opportunity, here's this opportunity, here's this opportunity, and then it's up to you to determine if you're a good fit for that. So I think so at the crux, you have to involve yourself with other entities beyond yourself, and collaborate to, find the right access points for you. But I think they're there in the city.
What type of events do you go to in order to like meet people and stuff? Obviously, we met over at the one downtown, but what other types of events do you go to in terms of like promoting your business and like getting in front of more people?
Well, I have coming up on the, not this weekend, but next weekend, the 20th and 21st, we'll be back at Artists and Fleas in Venice on Saturday and the Melrose Trading Post on Sunday. So I'll do the pop-up markets like once a month, kind of compacted into one weekend for right now. That's a great way to meet just the local shoppers and tourists and have your face to your potential customers. You learn so much in doing that. And then, like this year, earlier this year, I did a pilot event for the Neighborhood Council Sustainability Alliance, that group in at Lacey, where we piloted a community clothing swap and redye event, and we had a special natural redyer come in, wildfire water, and we had our products and re and services and such. So that's. That idea is for neighborhood councils to offer, this benefit to their communities. Like the Terrectonic event was just, an industry-centered panel discussion slash interactive event, which is always great. And I can't wait to see more of their stuff. And oh yeah, and I'm really excited. I just got approved to be an LAUSD vendor, so I'm going to go into schools and teach workshops on like both the effects of fast fashion and the problems of fast fashion, but also like the careers in the industry and what you can do at home to keep your clothing in use for longer and keep loving it for longer. So, you don't have to go necessarily right away go buy the next thing to get the new look you want.
That's great.
So, yeah, so we got a lot of those irons in the fire.
So what would you say is like a good way for people to kind of like present a pilot opportunity, whether it's like to an accelerator or some of these other organizations? What type of like structure, how do you plan and present your idea for, these different, initiatives?
Yeah, so as a part of the Lacey Incubation Program, we were tasked to create a pilot challenge and to present an idea. And so, and in exchange for that, we received funding, a $28,000 grant. And then we were also tasked for finding partners, local partners, to help, to enact and help execute on the pilot. And so my pilot was to, because I have an ultimate goal, was to do the first step of creating my mobile circular fashion lab. And that was to just acquire the equipment and technology and functionality I need to do our repair, redye, and workshops and events, and have our product storage on the go. So just like the tools and equipment to do that was my pilot for Lacey. And in doing so, I also helped reset up and establish their cut and sew lab as a functional fashion industry cut and sew lab. And I'm working with them to help keep that going for when, I ultimately exit out of there and make it available for, others and stuff to take advantage of. So that was step one. And now step two, what I'm funding for is a truck. And I'm working with Evo Electric. They're based out of Rancho Domingo. They're a fellow Lacey portfolio company, and they take old diesel commercial trucks and convert them into circular electric vehicles. And so I'm working with them, and they helped me get and hopefully almost approved for a CalStart ICF grant, which will cover 60% of the costs. And I'm crowdfunding and getting grant money and cobbling other opportunities for funding together for the remaining 40% of the truck cost. And you can help us do that on Indiegogo.com. You can go to our Instagram at Circular Fashion LA, and there is the link to our Indiegogo campaign. And help us do that, please. Any amount of contribution goes a long way. You can check out the great perks. For $100, you get $100. If you give us $100, you get actually $118 worth of our services and products. So that's a twofer. as so the truck, and that's going to become our mobile circular fashion lab. We're going to do it electric zero emissions from the beginning with help from the community. We need your help. And what we're going to do with the truck then is like workshops, events, and just really bring the circular fashion services to communities across LA. So that's the pilot I'm doing. So you could take
Understood.
that as a case study and apply it to the pilot others might want to do.
And so when you start a year off, do you like do any planning or do you do any kind of like, vision boarding or anything that you do to kind of like set the direction of where you want to take things?
Yeah, and that's crucial and essential as a business owner. If you don't do that, you're ultimately just kind of flailing around. Yeah, so I'm not perfect at it, but I strive for it always. But yeah, and also like the entrepreneur in us, that personality of who is an entrepreneur, right? The person who's gonna go solve this problem, because they see that as their best opportunity, and you can't get it out of your head, right? At least for me, I go through, like big waves, big highs, big lows, of like, oh, it's all terrible and I'm an idiot and it all sucks and I'm quitting everything, into like, okay, I figured it out. Yeah, and this is the next step. So for me, and so like New Year's, I was in this just like, ah, it's all, I'm quitting. I wasn't gonna quit, but I knew it, like I had to. Those darkness before the dawns reveal big moves forward. And so now I've found my way to my next big objective and move forward. Which is piloting it, basically within the city of Los Angeles. And coming up is LA City, well, LA City Sanitation and California Product Stewardship Council are doing a textile pilot right now, to work with brands and commercial generators to solve the textile waste process on a city level. And here in Los Angeles, there's a lot of post-industrial pre-consumer waste. And so there's a lot of focus and players in that right now. And what's the big challenge, and kind of biggest challenge of all, if you look at graphs of it, is like 75% of the problem is the post-consumer waste. So that's what we're focused and tackled on. And yeah, and so my 2024 plan, as you said, you have to kind of constantly evolve and have 3 month check-ins with yourself and your idea, and is this right? And look at the data and what's working, right? You have to constantly be reevaluating. Yeah. So our 2024 reevaluation goal and brightness after the depression low that the entrepreneurs, I think, everywhere experience is, yeah, really enacting the community-centric solutions of post-consumer clothes by keeping them in use, love for longer, and creative as a solution for clothes made from new materials.
Do you have a sense of how much the funding is for tackling those post-consumer waste problems? Like, what are those entities budgeting for kind of like solving the problem?
Yeah, it's a really big problem. And so if you look at it, as like, what type of facility do we need to tackle this problem? Then that facility becomes very large and very, it's just a very large undertaking, right? And so it is going to require, significant money and investments. And I hope, like, through Lacey and investment connections, we can put that together in pilot programs, and incentives of the city to want to solve the problem, and really kind of think of it, pocketed community centric, right? Like, kind of broader communities that are, you can easily get to them to solve your solution. And that also involves more community stakeholders and small businesses and thrive in the community, because you're keeping the money in the community, and the benefits and wealth in the community, instead of going to like two or three large major corporations, and them having and benefiting from all the profits, having it, more dispersed and utilized and growed upon within the community.
Yep. No, this has been great. I think, just wanted to get down to try to understand more about like what you do and, offer the platform. Where can
Yeah,
people find you?
awesome.
And, if they want to learn more and, support your campaign, where can they follow you?
CircularFashionLA.com and at CircularFashionLA. Pretty much all our socials are at CircularFashionLA, and our website is CircularFashionLA.com. And I can be found there, and my wonderful team of really amazing interns and students can be found there. And You can work with us to redye, repair, redesign your clothes, get rid of your clothes, like consult with us on, like, we have a subscription every month. You know, you can literally fix everything in that room of doom that's called your closet that is often not working for you. Yeah, circularfashionla.com, and please support us on Indiegogo, which you can find on Instagram at circularfashionla.
Perfect. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
And where can I find your amazing bags?
Well, we're right on hamiltonperkins.com. You can always check us out there. And then, yeah, just reach out to us on email, info@hamiltonperkins.com for any projects that require upcycling or product gifting or any type of general workshopping or speaking opportunities. We're always open to spreading the word. So thank you so much for that, Carrie.
Awesome.